Well, hello, everybody. You're here for another Community Voices special edition as we are raising funds in our year-end winter drive. I'm co-host Bea Bonner along with Randy Eccles, and we are here to help you get to know some more of our neighbors. But first, if you haven't made a gift yet, you can go to nprillinois.org or call 217-206-9847. And if you've already given, we appreciate what you have done. And like I said, if you haven't given, there's still time. We're at the beginning of the winter drive and we're so pumped and geared up to bring you all your neighbors so you can get to know people around you during this time we're living in. And today we have a very special guest and I'm gonna let her introduce herself.
Well, hi, I'm Anna McFarland, and I'm with the Springfield Muni Opera, and just here today to share some details on how what we're doing this year in the community and how you can be involved.
Now, first, Anna, I want to know, how did you end up in Springfield?
Yes, I'm originally from Moline in the Quad Cities, and we had some family who actually attended University of Illinois Springfield, and by having family attend there, I was able to visit and get to know the area and fell in love with it. It was just a place that one of those places I visited, and I knew when I visited here, I belonged here. So it's just one of those things. And I've been here now for 12 years, actually, as of today. So it's been a wonderful trip. It's extremely quick and I couldn't ask for a better place to be.
Well, happy anniversary of, I guess, living in Springfield.
I know. Thank you so much.
No problem. And now you're really heavily involved in the arts community in Springfield. Did you stumble upon that when you came here, or is this something that you gradually moved into?
Yeah, so back in Quad Cities, I was a part of Quad City Music Guild. That's something, when I was little, I took dance classes and I was involved in the arts, something that I knew I naturally was interested in doing. And so when I moved to Springfield, I was interested in that outreach as well. And one of our good friends said, you know, have you heard of the Springfield Muni before? I think you'd really enjoy it. And so just on a whim, I went out and auditioned. I hadn't really seen anything or been involved. I just wanted to be involved with theater again and feel that piece of me that I haven't been able to do for a long time. So I auditioned in 2010, I was cast in Seussical. And it was life-changing. I mean, it was one of those things, you met these people that I love to be with and it was fulfilling to me and I just really enjoyed it. And I thought, I want to do this as long as I can, whenever I can, volunteer, however, I will be out there. I just love it so much.
We're talking to Anna McFarland on Community Voices. This is NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. I'm Randy Eccles along with co-host Bea Bonner. It is the year-end drive also. We're asking for you to support being informed, getting exposed to all the culture that occurs here in Springfield. And you can do that by making a donation at nprillinois.org or calling 206-9847. So we appreciate you doing that. Anna, it's so good to see you. I had my first theater experience, yeah, at least on the stage last year, with you in It's a Wonderful Life. And yeah. It is amazing. This town has a really robust community theater scene. And it's one of the things that we get to cover at times. We were fortunate enough, Gus Gordon allowed us to re-air Dracula, the radio play, similar to what It's a Wonderful Life was last year. And it does take time to get those things together, both for the theater companies, but also for us to get them edited, to get, you know, staff to get them on the air, to pay for the equipment that gets the signal out. So we appreciate people supporting this and supporting the arts and the promotion of the arts. Now, the Muni has something coming up for the holidays. What do you have cooking?
Well, we are really excited to share this with the community. We have some special connections to Santa, and Santa said he would be willing to Zoom with the children of Springfield. And it's a really neat event, and it's coming up December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The Thursday and Friday, it's 5:30 to 7:30, and Saturday, it's 2 to 4. Basically, anyone in the community, it's a free event. You can just go to themuni.org/Santa. You'll see a sign up there and you just sign up for a 5-minute time slot to Zoom with Santa free of charge. Just something that we wanted to bring to the community, bring that Muni magic to folks that are home this year.
is Santa taking requests?
Of course, Santa will take requests and just share holiday cheer and just bring a little magic. We also have some really cheerful elves that will entertain and just spread some joy in our community.
Well, this is great. So this is nice and socially distanced for the families that are going to participate. How has the Muni and the community been affected by COVID up to this point?
Absolutely. So based on regulations and the mitigations for COVID-19, we were unable to hold a season last year. And that you'll see that across the country with all theaters across the country, Broadway, you name it, just because of how we need to keep our performers safe, we need to keep our volunteers safe, and we need to keep our audience members safe. So we saw that in this past season that we were unable to hold our season. And of course, we're hopeful for this upcoming season. We'll be sure to share that with the community as we know more. It really just depends on a lot that's coming up these next few months.
I think one advantage that you all have is that you all are actually outside. So it makes a big difference in a time where they're telling us, you know, you can't eat indoors, you can't do this indoors, but outdoors is better. And your season usually runs in the summer. So I'm really hoping we get to enjoy some of that this year.
Absolutely, we are too. So yeah, as you mentioned, we have a nice outdoor amphitheater. We're across by Lake Springfield. And it's a beautiful outdoor amphitheater. We have lawn seating. We have some reserve seating. We call ourselves Broadway Under the Stars because one of the neatest things is when you're out there watching a show and you can see the stars over the sky and watch some great night quality theater.
What's been your favorite part about participating and being involved with the Muni?
Oh, I would say a lot of us will say the Muni family. And I think that's because the friendships that you make out there are some of the strongest friendships that I've had my entire life. It's just a really close-knit group of people that's welcoming and accepting. If you've never auditioned out there before, you will be greeted with open arms. They're so excited to see you come audition. They're excited to have you volunteer. It's a nonprofit organization. We're run by volunteers. So everyone that you see out there, from the folks that are working the concession stand to taking tickets on stage, cleaning the seats before the shows, all volunteer run. And I think that that's what helps bring it together as well, as you see everybody's there for common good and they're trying to just bring that local theater. And it's just been so rewarding to me, both personally, but also being able to be out there and share it with my family and my friends. And it's just a wonderful community place.
It's really had quite the heritage, hasn't it? It's been around for a long time. Lately, it seems like you've been adding non-performance engagement events. It's like the Santa piece that's really interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Randy. We've been out there since 1964 at that location. And we have been bringing different community events, bringing some fundraising events, just ways to get the community involved. We'll see like different events on social media. And this one, just again, our way to be able to get our community members involved.
I was shocked when I got a tour to see how many costumes are in the backstage area. Do you ever get to try something on and see if that role fits you?
Oh, I just love costumes. And so that place is one of my favorites. Yeah, we have a costume attic. It's incredible. It has, you know, a lot of costumes from different shows. For me, I love seeing it and seeing the different memories that come along with seeing those different outfits. Like, oh, that's from this show. And I remember this person who wore it and they're amazing. It's so fun to go up there. You know, I don't try them on, but I was blessed to be co-director for Wizard of Oz in 2019. And part of that joy was seeing all the costumes up there and the memories that come along with them.
What's your favorite show that you've been a part of?
Oh gosh, there's so many good shows and they all have these different reasons. I think the one though that does come out is The Wizard of Oz. I was co-director for that show again. And I think the reason why it sticks out is because I've always loved that show. It was a part of my family and part of what I grew up with. And so being able to share that magic with my community and my friends and be able to see something that's kind of lived in my head for a while come to the stage was one of those surreal moments. It was just wonderful.
Speaking of family, you started one not too many years ago. And how are you guys coping with getting through everything as a unit?
Absolutely. So like most Americans, it's been a very different time right now, but we've been getting along really great. And it's been wonderful to share new memories, things that of course, all those new challenges, but with the new challenges come new joys as well. And being able to share different events and even just day-to-day stuff. It's just the small things, I think, in life for me. And so being able to see the small things and, you know, get that morning hug and to be able to share just life's little details has been one of the best blessings. And life has really slowed down in some ways, but also been very challenging in others. And it's being able to be adaptable and kind of go with the flow and just trust.
Well, we're talking with Anna McFarland, Community Voices, as part of our year-end drive, and also finding out about Anna and the Muni and some special things going on. It's one of the things NPR Illinois does is try to make sure you know what's going on. Boy, it's been tough lately to figure out things to go do. I mean, there's a lot of this virtual connectivity is being tried, and it seems to be working in some cases. So if you want to support being knowledgeable about what the opportunities are, please support NPR Illinois by making a donation at nprillinois.org or calling 206-9847.
I'm curious, do you have any good ways people can stay involved in the arts community? Have you been watching any good theater on TV or online lately?
That's a great question. I think one of the best ways is just to reach out. A lot of the area theaters will have just an email inbox, or even if you want to message them on Facebook and just say, hey, you know, I'm interested in this aspect of theater. What can I do to help you? They all accept volunteers and different ways to get involved. So absolutely, I think that's the easiest way. You'll hear from a lot of folks that I think have got involved with theater and say, well, I joined because they needed me to help do this, or I was asked to help make this set piece. One of my friends, you know, they asked to help build a wall. So you just, the little things, but they can make a huge difference, especially if you're willing and able to volunteer.
I think we have the same message here at NPR Illinois. I always like to tell people it's not a whole bunch of big gifts. It's the small gifts and the supporters we have that really make what we do here at Community Voices, NPR Illinois, whatever the program is, worthwhile. And I can see that at the Muni too. Every time I go, I just have such a bright smile because it's like the amount of work and energy that goes into even the backstage aspect is really amazing. And I don't think a lot of people get to see the effort that, you know, you all do at the Muni or even us at NPR Illinois. So I always say it all the time. It's important to take care of the things that you care about. So we're in our winter drive here at NPR Illinois. You can give a gift right now today as you're listening to this interview by going online to nprillinois.org or call 217-206-9847. And Anna, again, thank you so much for joining us today. I guess one of my final questions would be, is there anything or anyone in Springfield that you would consider being an unsung hero during this time?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Man, there's so many people out there who are going above and beyond, especially this time, to make sure that we have all that we need. There are so many, I would hate to leave somebody out, but it's the little things. It's the person who takes the time to send you a message on Facebook and say, hey, I haven't heard from you for a while. Or, you know, how's it going? And sometimes that seems one of those things I'll even cross my mind. I'll be like, oh, I shouldn't message them. I haven't talked to them in so long. Why would I do that? But it really is that type of interaction that I think goes a long way. And you just don't know. For me, every time I've done that, if I've just had a whim, like I should message this person and just see how they are, it's always been something that I'm really thankful I've done because they've always said, oh, I'm so glad you reached out. So this was going on today and, you know, I just needed to talk to somebody. So I think that's the biggest thing is just being open to be able to communicate with folks when you can. Sometimes we can't because of all that's going on in the world, but if you just have a moment, you're thinking about somebody, just shoot them a message. I think that really makes a huge difference.
Well, Anna McFarland, thank you so much for joining us today on Community Voices. And for anybody who is excited about getting to talk to Santa this weekend, they should go to the Muni website.
Absolutely. So if you go to the Muni website, so it's the Muni, MUNI.org/Santa.
Another year-end drive edition of Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
thanks to our guests and neighbors who, like you, hear the value in NPR Illinois programs and strongly support them.
If you've already donated, thank you. If you haven't, please donate now at nprillinois.org or by calling 206-9847.
Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Find on-demand audio at nprillinois.org.
For B. Bonner, I'm Randy Eccles.
For Randy Eccles, I'm B. Bonner. Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.